In 1860, St. Thomas the Apostle, the first parish in Pennsylvania, is already 131 years old. After celebrating Mass for so many years at the Wilcox homestead, we had finished building our first church 4 years earlier, and it was time to hang a bell in the steeple. 1860 was also the year that our bishop, St. John Newman, had died. Bishop Newman himself had come to bless the cornerstone of our new church when we first started to build it in 1852, the only church in Delaware County with that distinction. Father Walsh, our pastor, had made the decision to purchase the bell just in time. 1 year later, the Civil War had started, and all that metal would have been taken away for military supplies. The bell itself is a little smaller than the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, but everyone has remarked at its grand, strong tone. Our bell is 150 years old this year and has many stories to tell of the history that it has seen. The bell tolled sadly for four Civil War veterans who are buried in our cemetery. It rang furiously to call the fire brigade in 1873 when our first rectory burned to the ground only a few feet away. The rectory was rebuilt a year later, but you could say that the bell had saved our church. More recently, the bell was rung before most of our Sunday Masses until 1991 when the new church was built. Now, many of you may never have heard our bell because it's only rung now before the Saturday morning Masses at 8 a.m. So let me try this. Isn't that beautiful? It's the sound of our history. You can ring the bell yourself whenever you'd like, simply by visiting our website at fost.us. That's F-O-S-T.us. The Friends of Old St. Thomas exist to preserve and protect the history of St. Thomas the Apostle Parish. We sincerely appreciate the support you've given us over the years.